Perun FM. The music will find you. Visit perunfm.co.za.
So that is Shoemaker, One Step at a Time. Dave, today we are talking about instant gratification and success.
Indeed, indeed, Marius. Yeah, I think that, you know, I'm often asked, what is success? And success is really difficult to define, but to me, it's being able to live my life in my own way. So to live my life according to my values, to my dictates, and to what I see as important to me. There's so many people that sacrifice their values for success, so-called success. But surely that's not success. It can't be. You know, success is really a feeling, and success is something that you experience. You don't have it. It's not a having. It's a becoming process. And as you're growing, and as you're developing, and as you're improving in your life, you're feeling successful, and that's what success is all about. It's that feeling of wow, this is really powerful. This is really exciting. This is what I love doing. This to me is what life is all about. This is a purpose. This has meaning for me, etc., etc. Too many people are chasing something that they think is successful. If only I was married, then I'd feel successful. If only I had $1 million in the bank, I'd feel successful, etc. And that success, or the feeling of success, because that's what it really is, eludes them. So to me, it's all about being able to live my life in my own way at the end of the day.
Would you say that if you want to be happy, you can't wait for something to be happy? You'll try, and it's difficult, it's not easy, but to be happy before the time. Be happy with whatever you've got. Is that right?
Yeah, well, happiness is within.
Yes.
You know, if you're looking for happiness out there, you'll always be looking for it, because it eludes you. Again, like success, happiness is a feeling. It's an emotion. You feel it. You experience it. You experience it within your soul. You don't experience outside. So if I'm waiting to get married to be happy,
yes,
I'll never find that happiness, because the happiness is part of you. And when you're happy, you experience it wherever you are. Even though you might have challenges and you might have difficulties, etc., etc., you still experience a feeling, a sense of happiness, because it's part of who you are.
Is this this feeling that you are talking about, is that something one can mimic in order to realize it?
Well, I think it's something that you know, the thing is, Marius, that you have to do certain things to have the feeling.
Yes.
You know, delayed gratification is one of the things that allows us to experience happiness and eventually success, and so on and so forth. It's quite interesting when we talk about delayed gratification. Maybe some people are saying, well, what is delayed gratification?
Yes, yes.
Well, really, it's just the ability to resist the temptation of an immediate reward for a more long-term, for a more meaningful, for a more purposeful reward. And it's quite interesting because, you know, there was an experiment that was done, I think it was in the 1960s or 1970s, somewhere around there, by Walter Michel, who took a whole lot of children and he gave them a marshmallows. And he said to them, you know, you can either eat this marshmallow right now, or you can wait for about 15 minutes and then you'll get two marshmallows. And what was interesting is that the children that were able to wait for the two marshmallows, as opposed to eating the marshmallow right away, were proven in life to be have more self-control, be more financially successful, have high academic career achievements, etc., etc. And so what it is at the end of the day is being able to delay immediate gratification for a meaningful and more purposeful long-term reward. And that's really what success is all about at the end of the day. They're so balanced, those two together.
So they have two things, thank you. Two things come to mind here, and the one is instant or quick, you know, as opposed to delayed gratification, it's instant gratification. And the other one is, it's an expression which we all know really, is to what extent will you go in order to sell your soul for what you want in life? Now, I think maybe you can elaborate on why selling one's soul, if you'd like to elaborate on that. Because by selling your soul, you're really wanting to get something quicker than you want, well, than you can, right?
So, well, that's what I meant when I said earlier on, when I said, you know, surely if you're having to sacrifice your values, yes, for so-called success,
okay,
that'll never give you success.
All right.
Success comes from doing the things that you really and truly believe in. That fulfills you. So when you do the things that, you know, Marius, the minute you do something that you know is right for you, mm-hmm. how do you feel? You feel great.
Great, man, great.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. You trust yourself more. You love yourself more. You accept yourself more. You respect yourself more as a person of worth. And so when you're doing those things that align with your values and not selling your soul, as you so aptly put, mm-hmm. for quick reward, for instant gratification. You know, I always say to people, listen, I'm going to share with you the quick fix now. So everybody takes out their pens and grabs their pieces of paper and they're going to write down this quick fix to success. And you know, the interesting thing, Marius, is the quick fix to success is to understand there is no quick fix.
Yes.
And the quicker we can understand there is no quick fix, the quicker we're going to be successful.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it happens a step at a time, which was what this program is all about. Success happens a step at a time. It's part of the whole process of faith. Faith is a process where you have to put into action, and then through the process of action, you build confidence, you build your self-esteem, you build your self-worth, etc., etc., by doing those things that align with what you value as a human being. The minute you start doing things that don't align to what you value, you cannot feel successful or happiness. It's impossible.
I would reckon to add to that is you have to try. One has to try and trust the process. In other words, if you're implementing your faith, trust the process. Is that right?
Well, yes, exactly, because they go hand in hand, don't they, at the end of the day?
Yeah.
You know, if you're saying, hang on, I want to do certain things, but you don't trust the process that you have, you're not going to do them.
For those of us who've only just joined us, we are talking about instant gratification and also success or going hand in hand. Dave, if you'd give me a minute, I'd like to explain to you how we were affected as a family with regards to instant gratification when my children started playing TV games. Is that all right?
You go ahead. You go ahead.
So there is a TV game or a computer game called Fortnite, and some parents might be familiar with that game. That particular game, I've been looking over my son's shoulder for quite a while. Not now, but when he was stuck into this game. I was watching this game trying to understand it, and initially it's very innocent, and this is exactly what life is all about. Life starts out innocent, and then this boy started becoming really good at playing this particular game. And when it came to a certain stage, you know, life is in stages, right? So when he came to a certain stage, in order to go further, you had to buy a ticket. And once you've bought the ticket, you put in your coupon, and then you can continue to the next stage. And that is how you are lured in to actually spending money, is by becoming better at this particular game. Now, what is very interesting about this game is it was actually mimicking real life Fortnite. If you are familiar with Fortnite, whoever you are, if you are listening now, at some stage, you are going to get, like in the biblical term, you're going to get a cloak. You're going to want to get this cloak. You're chasing this very cloak here. And it made me think of this cloak of Joseph. I'm not Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And if you ever have a chance to follow the game, if your child is playing Fortnite, remember this. You're going to get up to a stage where he's going to have to pay a lot of money to get that particular cloak. And it is the cloak of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And that instant gratification became so intense, Dave, that every single time I actually thought I was going to let this boy do little jobs to earn the money at home that he's going to spend to chase the cloak. And even that was not enough. He wanted it quicker than just having to work for the money, you see?
Yeah. Well, that's the society that we live in, is instant gratification. It's I want something now. I want to press a button. I want to get it now. It's consumerism. It's the whole process of instant gratification, and unfortunately, that's why we sit with the mental health issues that we sit with throughout the world. We have more and more challenges from mental health than ever before. Yes, it's becoming more spoken about, which is a good thing, etc. But there are more more and more people that are depressed now than ever before.
Yeah.
And it's because we're not following the path that brings about true happiness. And that's following your values, aligning your life with what you value as a human being and being able to live them. It's not being dictated to by peer group pressure, etc., etc., but it's learning to love yourself. And the process of loving self is not having to be dictated to by following the fashions of the moment or the things of the moment, etc., etc. It's about living what you truly value as a human being.
Dave, I'd like to, do you have anything else to add to this? I'd like to elaborate on the loving of self, if you have a minute after what you're going to share with us today.
Well, no, I've shared with you what I wanted to share with you, but I mean, if you want to elaborate about loving self, that's fine. Go ahead.
All right, so what happened to me, I'm not going to go through the whole story, because this was a weekend process of self-development. It came to a stage where I had to ask myself, do I love myself? Now, if you are listening in and you ask yourself, do I love myself? Do I, Marius, love myself? Now, the quick answer to that would be yes. And once you do that, once you give the answer of yes, because it's quite an intense question to ask, because it sounds self-focused, but once you start asking, do I love myself, and you say yes, you will most probably try and justify why you love yourself, and you'll say more or less something like this: yeah, I'm not self-mutilating, I'm not abusing any substance. So you get to I love my neighbor, I love myself. And then this specific question came up for all weekend, and then I had to project myself. If you can do this, try this. Project myself 50 years into the future. And the question is, what do you see? And the answer to that was, I see an old man, bald as it is, gray and wise. Yes, but what do you see? Do you love that old man? Unfortunately, I had to answer no to that question. Why? Because then I started reflecting on the way that I was approaching every single day. Like, for instance, getting upset unnecessarily, you know? And something specific came to mind, and we've all grown up with this. If you are loving yourself, you have to weigh your words. If you weigh your words, if you understand how you weigh your words, you'll become so intensely involved in every single sentence that you share with anybody that you will, before you speak, watch out what you say, because that's going to determine what effect you've got on your neighbor, on your friends, on your family. And you'll think about it, and once you think about it, you will then become loving the guy 50 years from now. If that old man is looking back, he was weighing his words all his life, and he's got nothing to be embarrassed about, and it's going to make it easier for him or her to go out of this life gracefully. That's my contribution.
Oh, great advice. Thanks, Marius. Great advice. Well done. Yeah, I think that loving of self is a very powerful thing. You know, we always think that loving of self is a vain thing. But at the end of the day, if you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. It's impossible. And that's why we're taught to love our neighbor as ourselves. And the interesting thing is that most people do. That's why they abuse their neighbors. They steal from them. They cheat from them, etc., etc. When you really and truly love yourself, you're able to give it. When you don't have it, you can't give it. And it's the same with relationships. You often get two people in relationships who don't love themselves. They both want love, but they don't have love to give, and they sabotage the relationship rather than allowing that relationship to grow and develop. So thanks for those wise words. Appreciate that.
Dave, next week we are going to be talking the science of achievement, the science of achievement.
Yeah. Good. Look forward to that, Maurice. You have a good week, and good week to all your listeners. Stay positive and keep well. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. See you again soon. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
This is Shoemaker, one step at a time.
We play what we want. Piran FM.